You're on your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and having a tumble, having a fall at home can be quite dangerous, especially the older you get. So working on your balance can be quite an important task for you. I'm joined by Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist, director of Optimum Exercise Physiology Clare. Lisa, how's it going?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Jordan. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thanks. So we're talking about falling and improving your balance. How can people go about that?
Yeah, so falls are quite common in the older population, and your ability to prevent falls and have good balance is a combination of both lower body strength and proprioception, which is your body's ability to sense its location, its movements and actions, and kind of right itself. And as I said, it is more prevalent in the older population, and there are some risk factors for people having a fall. And some of the research tells us that people's fear of falling actually increases their risk of falling. Things such as limitations in their mobility and their inability to undertake activities of daily living, so just everyday tasks, impaired walking patterns or impaired balance, visual impairment, obviously, and even using bifocals can be a risk factor for people having falls, slow reaction times, and as I said, reduced muscle strength. And then one other thing is people on multiple medications, specifically things like benzodiazepines, antidepressants and antipsychotics, can also have an increased risk of a person having a fall as well. So a few risk factors, but there are a few things that we can do about it.
I find that really interesting, the fear of falling. I guess you're probably overthinking it too much, and which is what causes you to end up having a fall.
Yeah, possibly, or whether it's just that the population that they surveyed has had a fall in the past, they're more likely to have a fall, and so they have fear of falling. I don't know whether there's a link in that way as well.
Right. Oh, well, we'll move on. So what are some ways to improve our balance at home?
Yeah, so like I said, the two factors that we need to work on are both strength and proprioception. So firstly, we'll start with the strength. And there are some bodyweight exercises that people can do in their own home, in their kitchen, without any equipment that can help to improve their strength. So I'm going to go through three of those today. So the first one is a calf raise. So with a calf raise, we're going to stand at the kitchen bench or behind a stable chair. We're going to push our toes into the floor and raise our heels off the ground slowly. So basically, you're just pushing into the ground, raising your heels off of the ground, up onto your toes, and then slowly allowing yourself to go back down to that resting position. So this strengthens the calf muscle at the back of the lower leg. The second exercise is a toe raise. So this is the opposite. So we've done the calf raise, which is at the back of the lower leg. So now we want to do the muscles at the front of the shin. So we're going to do some toe raises. So again, we're standing up at the kitchen bench or behind a chair, and we're going to pull our toes up towards our shins or up towards the ceiling. And we're going to do that without rocking backwards. So lots of people try and push their bottom out to make this happen, but we're actually going to stand up nice and tall and bring our toes up towards the ceiling. And again, that's exercising those muscles at the front of the shin, and this can help to prevent foot drop and also tripping, which is also a hazard for people with falls. The third exercise is our chair stand. So this is working the thigh muscles or the quadricep muscles and also our bottom muscles. So this is basically just repeatedly getting up and down out of a chair without using your arms. So what we suggest is that people cross their arms across their chest so that they can't use them for momentum to pull themselves up. And then we're just going to push our heels into the ground, bring ourselves up to a standing position, trying to do that by keeping your head mostly over your bottom, so not kind of pulling yourself forward to use that momentum. And then the other thing is that when we're slowly lowering ourselves back down into the chair, we want to make sure that we don't plonk so that we're really working our muscles. So three really easy exercises that people can do at home, and they're basically going to do 10 of each of those exercises and then go through that routine three times.
Right, so that's kind of like a daily exercise. It's so simple, but I guess for someone who is a bit more frail, a bit more unsteady on their feet, it can have a huge impact on their daily life.
Huge impact, yeah, that's right. Like I said, you know, just being able to raise our toes up or being able to get out of the chair a little bit more easily is such a good thing for the older population.
So how can we practice our balance at home?
Yeah, so balance is, again, something that we can do without much equipment, especially if you do have balance issues to start off with. And we talk about both static and dynamic balance. So static balance is when we're able to stand in one position and hold that. And then dynamic balance is being able to kind of balance as we walk. So a static balance exercise for somebody with really poor balance is actually just standing with their feet together and trying to hold that position. So some people find that really challenging. I mean, if you've got a kid to do that, that, you know, they'd be looking at you funny. But for some people, that is challenging as when they're older adults. And then moving on from that, we move one foot around to the front. So it's like we're on a tightrope. So we've got one foot heel to toe with the other foot. And again, we're trying to hold that position. we can turn that into a dynamic balance exercise by walking heel to toe. So it's a bit like the American sobriety test, walking on a line heel to toe. And that's a dynamic balance exercise. And then as people progress, they can go work up to single leg balance. They're standing on one leg, trying to stand there for 30 seconds, and then increasing the challenge of that by closing their eyes. And what I say to people is, when it comes to balance, it only takes a minute a day to really practice. So try and link it in with something that they're doing at home. So when they're, you know, put their porridge in the microwave, they stand on one leg, or if they're waiting for the kettle to boil, they practice their dynamic balance. So these things are really great if they can be practiced every day to get the best results.
And of course, if you are concerned about your strength or your balance, always can see a exercise physiologist.
Absolutely. And, you know, beyond those initial home exercises, I mean, we obviously prescribe those for lots of people, but then we can get them advancing after that using weights and bands and unstable surfaces and lots of fun stuff too.
No worries. Well, Lisa, we're just out of time, but thank you so much for chatting today.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jordan.
That was Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist on your Classic Hits Breakfast.